好，欢迎收听今天的可可网听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda 姐姐。今天 Linda 要跟大家分享的是来自英国歌手 Dad Sampson 的一首 Teenage Life， 当然不是我现在放的这首啦。 Teenage Life 这首歌曲呢，它是用一个过来人的口吻，对学校老师们那种老生常谈的泯灭孩子天性的教学方法以及分数挂帅的这样的教学模式进行了嘲讽与批评。作者读书的时候呢，其实并不是老师眼中的骄子，但是现在呢却开着豪车，拥有粉丝万千。他用自己的成功经历否定了读书有用论，其实呢是在说好好念书肯定能成大器的，书念不好呢也不一定就会长歪。好了， Teenage Life 不走寻常路，一起来听听吧。
Now hear this.
What did you learn at school today? That's what the teachers used to say. But they don't understand, do they? Why do they always give advice? Saying just be nice, always think twice. When it's been a long time since they had a teacher.
Dreams, man, they couldn't save me, 'cause my days were numbered when I signed down on AV. Teenage kids running out, what could we do? I still show respect to my boys who made it through, and getting told by Mr. T how my life would be. They're giving me my signal so everyone can see. Sunshine and shade, those girls I'd serenade, thinking of those sixth form chicks that misbehave, hoping that those days would go on and on forever. Every day something new, just friends running together, and suddenly school ends, your teenage life's gone. All your mates are growing up now, they're moving on, and now I'm looking back, I'll tell you what I know. Do you listen to your teacher? No, I don't think so.
It's been several years since I had a teenage life. 好想再回到少年时代啊，可以跟好朋友、小伙伴们丢沙包啦、跳房子啦、野炊啦、游观海长廊啦。所以说呢，少年们趁还能玩，一定要珍惜你们的少年时光啊！好了，一起来看一下歌词。第一句 That's what the teachers used to say. 老师们过去常常那样问 Used to, used to. 以前怎么怎么样，过去常常怎么怎么样。看例句，这个我们用过了。我们过去呢曾经是好朋友，但一年前关系破裂了。 We used to be good friends, but fell apart about a year ago.看第二句 Just be nice, always think twice. 老师们总是说什么要做个好人，行事要三思。这句话呢它是祈使句，对 be nice, 动词开头 think twice, 一定要三思而后行，好看 think twice 这个词组，它表示再三斟酌或者三思而后行的意思。看例句， You must think twice before you take this step、在走这一步之前呢，你一定要三思。好，往下看， It's been a long time since they had a teenage life，他们自己早就不是青少年了。看一下这个表达， It's been a long time， 什么什么已经过去很久了， since 自从怎么事情之后呢，已经过了很长时间了。看例句， Let's play bridge， 我们玩桥牌吧，打牌吧。 It's been a long time since we played last time， 上次玩过之后很久都没玩了。记住了， It's been a long time since后面的这个句子呢，它的动词是要用过去式的。好了，往后看， Dwelling on the past from back when I was young， 回想了从前，当我还年轻的时候。 Dwell， D-W-E-L-L， 表示居住或者仔细想的意思，细想的意思。然后歌词里面词组 dwell on 表示惦记或者不能释怀的意思。看例句， Why do you keep dwelling upon 或者 dwelling on that matter， 你为什么一直在喋喋不休地讲那个问题。往下看， Cause my days were numbered when I signed up on AV。 AV 很明显就是什么呢，成人电影的意思。因为我在成人电影注册以后呢，就注定自己无可救药了。看短语， Sign up, S-I-G-N 表示签名， Sign up 呢连在一起就是注册报名的意思了。 Can I sign up for this course in advance， 我可不可以提前报名参加这个课程。我再看， Teenage kicks running out, what could we do， 就快失去少年时代的快乐了，我们却无能为力。 Kick, K-I-C-K， 它做动词的时候是踢的意思，对不对？它做名词是表示开心快乐。好，看例句， Do you get a kick out of watching me suffer， 看到我难受你很高兴，对不对？看一个词组， run out 表示用完消耗光的意思。 We are running out of toilet paper， 我们的厕纸快用光了。 toilet paper 表示厕纸的意思。往下看， Thinking of those sixth form chicks that misbehave， 想着那些俏皮的六年级或者高中的女生。 sixth form 是英国中学里面的六年级，跟我们的不一样哦，也是高中生的意思，是最高的了。好了， chick 看一下这个， C-H-I-C-K 是小鸡仔的意思，对不对？那么在口语当中它是辣妹正妹的意思。后面的 misbehave， M-I-S-B-E-H-A-V-E， 淘气捣蛋的意思， misbehave。 好，往下看， All your mates are growing up now， 所有的同伴都长大成人了。大家看到 mate 这个单词，一听的话就知道，诶，这个歌手应该是英国人哦。 mate 英国人常使用这个单词来表示伙计哥们儿，打招呼的时候用，相当于美语当中的 buddy。 Hello buddy， what's up buddy。 好，往下看， Messing with those great A's， 恶整成绩优秀的学生。 Mess with somebody 是厮混招惹玩弄的意思。看例句， Don't mess with me, tell me the truth， 不要招惹我，你最好跟我说实话，别糊弄我，你最好告诉我实际情况。好了，下面的 But now I walk tall， 但是我现在能挺直腰杆走路了。 Tall 它是趾高气扬的形容词的意思，那么 walk tall 就是挺直腰杆走路。 Stand tall 扩展一下，表示昂首挺立或者很超凡的意思。看例句， Darkness may rule at night but we stand tall until the sun rises high， 黑暗或许能够主宰黑夜，但是我们昂首面对直到旭日东升。今天的节目就这么多啦，祝各位每天好心情，我是 Linda， 下次见咯。 I love you just the way you are， so come with me and share a few， I'll help you see forever too， hold me now， touch me now， I don't wanna live without you， nothing's gonna change my love for you。